Alaska could lose several research institutions and a pipeline into science for budding researchers in the state. That's if the Trump administration's proposed cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's budget become a reality. This could translate to a chilling effect on science. Just the threat of eliminating the agency's budget for climate research is having an effect on scientists in Alaska.
Even the possibility of the disruption is affecting the students and the researchers.
That's Joshua Hosler, a PhD student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. His research group met this week to discuss if they'd apply for a new federal funding opportunity. And because of the uncertainty, they probably won't.
Even if they do approve the funding, are they going to take it away later?
He says that groups across the university system have been easing up on submitting research proposals for the same reason. Hosler is currently developing a seasonal lightning forecast system to assist wildfire managers in Alaska with planning for the upcoming fire season. But he's funded by a NOAA grant from an office that would be eliminated under the draft cuts. The proposed cuts could slash NOAA's budget by about 27% and eliminate several research organizations funded by the agency in Alaska. The institutions share projects, faculty, and student researchers with the University of Alaska, so the state can understand and adapt to climate change while training the next generation of in-state experts. Hayo Eiken heads the International Arctic Research Center at UAF. He says these NOAA-funded institutes have helped create a pipeline for students to develop research in Alaska and then have opportunities to continue working here after graduating.
These students, in particular the PhD students, they're at the cutting edge of the field. They help us respond much more effectively to various opportunities and challenges that we're facing in Alaska.
One key service that students help with is collecting data at sea. Seth Danielson leads an oceanography lab at UAF. His team tracks ocean conditions, and the data is used to help manage fisheries. NOAA feeds these ocean assessments into a report that the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council uses to set catch limits.
Not all that data is collected only by NOAA. Some of it's collected by university researchers like us.
Most of Danielson's funding comes from NOAA through one of the institutes that would be closed under the proposal. If that happens, he says he would probably have to lay off 4 of his 5 staff members. And he'd lose more than staff. Last August, his team moored $500,000 worth of equipment to the bottom of the ocean. To get the data it's been collecting all year, they need funding to sail out there and retrieve it.
So not only is the data at risk and the students who are relying on that data for their graduate research, but the equipment itself is at risk. The batteries don't last forever.
If the batteries die before Danielson can secure funding for the expedition, all the data would be lost. Here in Juneau, a UAF fisheries lab would have to scale back the number of graduate students and research projects it takes on in the future. Its leader estimates that NOAA pays for at least a third of its research and staff. The proposed cuts come as UAF has set a goal to become one of the top-tier research institutions in the nation. It's called R1 status. To qualify, the university needs to increase the average number of doctorates it awards per year. Laura Connor is vice chancellor for research at UAF. She says that roughly a quarter of the university's operating budget comes from the federal government, and graduate researchers rely on federal dollars.
It's likely that large decreases in federal support could impact R1.
But she says it's hard to predict how it will play out, and UAF is still hopeful it can achieve the status. Even so, she says that a cut to NOAA funding
will have a chilling effect on research across the nation more generally.
Staff at NOAA's Juneau office and the White House declined to comment. Final funding decisions have not yet been made. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.